This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Foreign Affairs Minister Sisir Khanale embarking on official visit to China tomorrow. Government introduces pre-planting support price system for crops. Nepal advances plan to improve air quality and reduce pollution. And Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi says U.S. and Iran the agreement to end conflict. Now the news in detail. Foreign Affairs Minister Sisir Khanale is scheduled to pay an official visit to China from tomorrow to the 17th of June at the invitation of Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi. According to the Foreign Affairs Ministry, Minister Khanale will hold bilateral talks with his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi in Beijing on matters of mutual interest aimed at further strengthening Nepal-China relations and expanding cooperation. During the visit, he is also expected to meet high-level Chinese dignitaries. The Foreign Affairs Minister will participate in an investment conference, rather organized by the Embassy of Nepal in Beijing, to promote foreign investment in Nepal, where he will interact with the Chinese business community. He will also attend a welcome reception hosted in his honor by the Nepali Embassy and interact with members of the Nepali community in China. The Ministry of Agriculture, Forest and Environment has introduced a system to fix the minimum support price of major food crops before they are planted. The ministry said the arrangement has been implemented under the government's 100-point governance reform program through the issuance of the guidelines on determination of minimum support price and maximum purchase price. Agriculture Minister Geeta Chaudhary said the new system would enable farmers to make planting decisions based on production costs, expected income and market conditions. She said once the price is determined in advance, farmers can decide whether to cultivate a particular crop or opt for alternatives. The ministry said the process of determining the support price for maize has begun, while the proposal for the minimum purchase price of sugarcane for the next fiscal year will be submitted to the cabinet. The government has advanced a plan to improve environmental quality by reducing air pollution. The Nepal Clean Air and Prosperity Project is said to be implemented from the upcoming fiscal year. A project worth 8.71 billion rupees, equivalent to $57 million, has been designed to curb air pollution, support green transformation in industries, and promote cleaner air. The project has moved closer to implementation after the World Bank approved a concessional loan of $52 million and a grant of $5 million. Director General of the Department of Environment, Gyan Ratsubedi, expressed confidence that the project would bring significant improvements to the country's air quality management system. Minister for Information and Communication Dr. Bikram Timilsena has said a nation's prosperity cannot be complete without the protection and promotion of its language, literature and culture. Addressing the Madhupur Award 2026 program organized by the Gorkha Patra Corporation in Kathmandu today, Minister Timilsena said art and literature are the foundation of nation's identity and stressed the need for the government to seriously consider measures to preserve literature. The minister said changing technology and social media have opened new avenues for literary expansion and expression, and reaffirmed the government's commitment to introducing policies for the long-term development of the literary sector. On the occasion, senior literata Yadav Karel, storyteller Bhaupanthi and Dr. Geeta Tripathi were honored with the Madhupur Award 2026. A joint review meeting between Nepal and India has concluded in Birtamud of Japa, focusing on the protection, repair and reconstruction of border pillars along the Nepal-India border. The meeting, organized by the Department of Surveys, Border Section in Kathmandu, reviewed progress made in eastern border districts including Japa, Ilam, Pastor and Taplejung. The joint meeting presented updates on fieldwork carried out over the past 3 months, including repaired and reconstructed border pillars. Discussions emphasized the need for regular coordination meetings to address technical issues related to border demarcation and the maintenance of border pillars. Chief Survey Officer Hariram Yadav said progress was being made in line with the bilateral agreement on border pillar maintenance. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi had said a deal between the United States and Iran aimed at ending months of fighting is close. According to the BBC, Araghchi told state television that the agreement includes reopening the Strait of Hormuz and lifting the U.S. blockade on Iran, while talks on Tehran's nuclear program would begin later. U.S. officials confirmed some elements of the proposed agreement, saying economic benefits for Iran would depend on the country's compliance with its commitments. U.S. President Donald Trump said he had cancelled planned attacks on Iran after negotiators made what he described as a major breakthrough. Pakistani Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif, whose country helped mediate the talks, said a memorandum of understanding had been agreed and was awaiting finalization. Elon Musk has become the world's first trillionaire after shares in his SpaceX company surged during its stock market debut. According to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index, Musk's net worth reached $1.11 trillion, further cementing his position as the world's richest person. SpaceX, which focuses on space technology, telecommunications, and artificial intelligence, was listed on the Nasdaq stock exchange with a valuation of $2.2 trillion. The company's shares were offered at $135 each, but opened at $150 and briefly climbed to $176.50 before closing at around $161. The initial public offering raised $75 billion from investors and underwriters. Now a sports update. The United States has made an impressive start to their FIFA World Cup 2026 campaign with a 4-1 victory over Paraguay in Group D. Playing in Los Angeles, the co-host dominated the match to secure all 3 points in their opening fixture. Paraguay managed a late consolation goal, but the United States sealed a convincing win with a fourth goal in the closing stages. In another match played earlier, co-host Canada were held to a 1-1 draw by Bosnia and Herzegovina in their Group B opener. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions over the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, including Kushi province, while partly cloudy conditions are likely over the remaining Tarai region. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall, snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kushi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Such condition is also likely to occur at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudupasin provinces and at one or two places in the remaining Tarai region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Foreign Affairs Minister Cecil Canal embarking on official visit to China tomorrow. Government introduces pre-planting support price system for crops. Nepal advances plan to improve air quality and reduce pollution. And Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said U.S. and Iran need agreement to end conflict. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.